good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. Of course, we speak on, you know, whatever questions that you have from career, romance, finance, relationships, or even businesses. You know, how's your business going to do in the next few months or weeks? It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready to yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe. We have a monthly newsletter that comes out with some very good information that you want to, you know about. So do subscribe when you go in there. And we also accept donations, too. We appreciate that. If you have any messages for Miss Nina or me, send us a note at the website on the front page. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the message box. Or you can reach us on Facebook at the Essence of Success Radio Network. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you and enjoy the show, and we welcome 509 and 619 into the show. With that, let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. We had a house full. We had 12 people here for a sit-down dinner on Saturday. It was wonderful. I loved it. Few announcements. I hope you got through the full moon okay. It was a little bit rough, I know, for some, and I hope the rest of you just enjoyed the glory and the energy from that full moon. I have a few birthday announcements. Happy 24th birthday to my grandson, Abe. Yesterday. Tomorrow is my sister-in-law Sharon's birthday. Happy birthday, Sharon. And on Saturday, the 27th, my youngest grandson and grandchild, Dylan, will turn 13. Oh boy, look out, world. We have everybody in their teens and their early 20s now. Also, just to let you know, Light Horse, I believe that's Holly. I cannot type in the chat room. So the rest of you know that, knows that too. I cannot get into the chat room to type, but I can read everything that you are typing in there. So, yes, I will, if you have any questions, I will gladly answer them on the air. And if you ask me anything, I will gladly answer you on the air as well. That's all I've got for now, Menace. I think we're ready to start the show.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I'm going, oh, and because of that, I'll be going back and forth to the chat room to check. And so Nina can still assist us. She just can't get in, but she can read whatever up there. So, okay. Well, our first caller up is area code 509. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Nina. Hi, Miss Linus. My name is Erica.
Hi.
This is Erica.
Hi,
yeah.
Erica.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I was wondering about work. For some reason, I've just been stressing like crazy. They had interviews for the four full-time hires that they want to bring in, the females, and they're going to be making a decision by Thursday. I was wondering if you see my buddy Corina getting selected. She's already been applying so many times, but her interviewing skills kind of suck. So that's
okay. Yeah. And what's her first name again? I'm sorry.
Corina, like Corona, you know, but Corina.
Selena. Okay.
Corina. Yeah.
With the C letter.
Oh, Corina. Okay.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
You know, she just needed some coaching for her when she's filling out her applications. Mm-hmm. I just see that she needs some coaching. She can do it, but she might miss some things or maybe not understand, you know, what they're asking for on the application. So that's all I see. She's okay. She just needs a little coaching. Like, if she got the application, it'd be better if she could bring it home, or either, like, if she came to your house just to help her fill it out.
She already, yeah, she already passed
Erica,
all of that. They had,
Yeah, Erica, it's Nina. I see a few stumbling blocks still with her interview.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she may be in the running, like she's there, but I think there's a couple of things that they are unsure about whether or not she can do. So that might be where she has the problems, because she is not totally up to speed with the job position that she's applied for.
And a lot of it is like on the job. You just pick it up. My perspective, and then once I started, so completely different. I was like, what did I get myself into? But it's awesome. I like it. As to Brenda, do you still see her walking away?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
I think they do want new
disgust
faces.
Disgust and disappointment.
They just do want new faces. And for my, do you see me picking up one of those schedules? I've been stressing about schedules because I don't like that I have to work Saturdays and Sundays, and I work, you know, get 2 days off, and I've been stressing about that because I would really want schedule number 3. There's 4 schedules, but seniority just, you know, puts me at last.
Seniority gets
Erica.
The weekends off, yeah.
Okay,
go ahead,
yeah.
Nina.
Whoa, I'm stopping all of you right now. Erica, because we do not have a full queue, I am going to allow your third question. But normally it's only one question per caller. Now, as far as you getting on the schedule, seniority still counts. Things are not going to change. So if you want to change, you're going to have to get another job. That's all there is to it. When you signed on, you knew what it was. And it's unfortunate, but after you've been with the company for a while or at a position for a while, and sometimes it may take a year, then things get a whole lot better.
Okay. Yeah. I heard of girls wanting to quit for something better, so. Yeah.
Well, it's all up to you whether you think it's worth it or not. You know, that's something. Even the angels may tell you something different, but if you think it's worth it to stick around, then it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So just all I can say is just hang in there for, I would say, another 6 months, and you'll find that things will change.
Okay. Awesome. Yes,
okay.
Exactly. You're so right, because in January, we're moving to 12-hour shifts, so we're going to work 3 days, get 4 days off, and then switch around. So everything's changing in January. It's crazy.
There you go. There you
Six
go.
Months.
So things will pick up. And let's face it, when you have those 3 or 4 days off in a row, that's going to be awesome.
Exactly. It's worth sticking around for it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye. Have a great
weekend. You too.
Here.
Thanks for calling. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Have a beautiful week. I'd like to let everybody know we've got Holly in the chat room. Thank you, Holly. You were in there the other day, and I didn't even know it was you. I was like, welcome, Lighthouse, to the show, and it was you. But anyway, thank you, Holly. We do appreciate you coming in. It's a treat. So I know Nina's glad, too. Oh, excuse me. I didn't bring my water back here with me. Excuse me. Area code 619, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Excuse me, who's
this? Hey, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, nice to meet you guys. Thanks for all your wonderful energy. What a blessing.
Oh, you're welcome. What can we do for you tonight, Amy?
I am in search of finding my divorce documents and my original marriage certificate to my wonderful, now deceased ex-husband, and I have looked everywhere. Is there any chance that you two might pick up where these wonderful documents are? Or is that not your type of thing?
No, I do that quite often for a lot of my friends, Amy. Okay, they are shoved into the back of a bottom drawer somewhere. I see it's really dark.
Oh, hell, I got a dresser, too. I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Nina. Wow, that was spooky. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's in the very back, like shoved in there, right along the back of the drawer. Standing up, like folded over and standing up back there, that's where I see it. It's dark and it's not a drawer that you go into a lot. That's a drawer or a chest someplace, something like that. It's whatever it is, it's made of wood that I see.
Great.
Does that make sense to you?
You know, I have a wooden desk and I have this sliding door drawers, and I thought I was smart enough because I pulled out the middle drawer and then I pulled out the bottom drawer because they're a bear. And I pulled out paper out of the back of one, but I couldn't find anything in the other. But I'm going to open them up again and see if it's not stuck on the back.
You know, that's what I'm picking up, is that it's stuck on the back of a drawer. Like it could even have fallen over into the bottom, like onto the floor or something. But it's definitely, you do have it somewhere, and it's definitely there. And wherever it is, it's really dark.
Great. Well, that makes perfect sense, but I can understand because I can't pull the back of that drawer out. But very good. I'm going to dig in there right now. I'm going to dig and find it. Bless you.
Lannis, do you have a clearer picture than that? Lannis? Hello?
I'm sorry. You hear me now?
yes.
When you started I'm sorry. I had to go to the bathroom. When you started talking, I got trailer, and then I got dresser, and as you were talking, I was like, oh, my God, we're both on sync. So I agree with you totally, 100%. Yeah.
And Holly in the chat room says it's in a box on the shelf in your bedroom, so check your closet. So you've got two of us telling you where it might be. So just check it out, hon. Just check it out. And then let us know and see if we were right.
Great. Hey, and one other question. I don't know, you guys might not allow it, but can I ask another lost and found item? Or are you busy and you would rather keep? Okay. I have
no,
called
you
an
can.
Astro.
Go ahead right now. Yeah.
Okay, great. I have an Astro Gem bangle. It's like a bracelet with all my astrology crystals on them. I think it's been 3 years now. I have not been able to find it. The last time I had it on, I was in my car, and I had it on my arm, and it was wintertime, so I had my jacket on. I took my jacket off, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I never take it off, and it was gone. Weird.
Yeah, it is gone.
It broke
when you were in the car, and when you got out, it fell out.
Yeah, because when I got home, I realized I didn't have it on, and I was in a couple stores. Oh, well. You guys are amazing.
Oh, thank you. We try. There's some things that come in really clearly, and your questions came in really clear for me tonight.
Wonderful. Well, you guys are amazing, and I truly appreciate you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And you got great karma.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
We think so.
Well, let us know. Give us a call back next week and let us know, okay? We'd appreciate
it.
Well,
find these things.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Bye now. Or did you want to sit on and listen? Is that what you wanted to do? Or
sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Too late now. I'm sorry. I hung up. I thought you didn't want to be on. You can call back. Please do. I accidentally hung up on you. I thought you were done. what do we need to talk about? Since we got, oh, the lines are open. You guys, you can call in right now. All five lines are open. 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914.
Or you can join me in the chat room. Join me in the chat room, even though I can't type back to you. I can sure verbalize it. So, yeah, join me in there. Lettuce is currently able to type in there. We're going to. We're hoping that we can get Blog Talk to change things. If not, I guess on Sunday and Monday, I have to phone in as a host so I can be in the chat room. This is absolutely crazy, Atlantis. I don't really like it when they change things on us and they don't tell us what they've done. I don't mind change, but I just like a little forewarning.
Me too. And what does a change involve? Definitely. I agree with you. Well, since this is the last Sunday of April, and again, let me just reiterate from Nina, I hope everyone enjoyed a wonderful Easter yesterday.
It is not the last one.
This Saturday is the 4th? It'll be the new moon this Saturday.
No, Lennis, this Saturday is the 27th. Your weekend.
Oh, this is the week of Easter. God, I'm on the 28th. Jesus. Never mind. We'll talk about it next Sunday. Never mind. I was a week ahead. I'm counting off getting the setup for May. So, okay. So we won't worry about that. Oh, I do have a request for prayers. My nephew is having double hip surgery replacement. And so I'm asking for prayers because he's in a lot of pain right now. They moved him from the hospital to rehab to kind of – they want him to get up and walk if he can a little bit. But they had to remove part of the pelvic bone because he had an infection on one side of the hip. But he was already scheduled for a hip replacement. Now they're going to have to do both of them. So, anyway. His name is Anthony. Just pray for him and he has a good healing and recovery.
Okay, we will definitely do that. Holly has a question for us. She wants to know if anything's coming up for her. She's feeling a little bit of limbo right now. Well, Holly, ever since that full moon, many of my friends have said that they are feeling kind of like they don't know what's going on with them right now. Everybody is feeling in a little bit of limbo. Now, there must be another shift coming, is all I can say. I don't see anything bad coming for you, Holly. I only see good things coming. I see a little bit of an argument with your hubby, but it's nothing serious, and he apologizes for it later. Other than that, I don't see anything bad coming at you at all. The limbo part, I think, like I said, is just because there's another shift coming, and the full moon brought about that energy. By the new moon on the 4th, things should have changed again. So just be aware that that's a possibility. The 3rd or the 4th, it's the 3rd, isn't it? No,
the
4th. June.
Okay. Yeah, the 4th, next Saturday.
Yeah, the 4th is it's not next Saturday, the Saturday after. You're still
right,
ahead,
yeah, not the 27th. Yeah, the following, you're correct.
Yeah, so
I keep trying to move it up a week.
Yeah, just know that, the new moon should bring about a little bit of a shift in there. So things will start feeling a little more positive and not so much like what's going to happen to me now type thing. So, yeah, just be prepared.
Also, I would like to put out there, too, I'm looking for book publishers. So within Washington State. So any of you out there in the listening audience, if you know of any book publishers in Washington State, please send me a message on the website and let me know. I'd be much appreciated.
Okay, the time is 7:20. All lines are open. The area code is 646-727-2914. This is your two-minute warning, ladies and gentlemen, and you know I'm serious.
That's for sure. Wait a minute. I'm running to the other side of the apartment to get I did some new prayers since we got a break. Oh God, where is it? Well, here it is. Okay, I'm coming. I'm back to the other side. I feel like I'm walking a block, but I'm not.
Oh, Lennis, I have to tell you what happened to me last Thursday evening. I went to my best friend's house, Kathy's house, because we were going to an Oil Wives meeting. And I knocked on the front door because I always go early so we can have tea together and catch up. And her son was at the door ready to open the door for me. And she had her daughter's dog there. Well, Hooch chomped on my hand and made one hell of a big mess. Hooch is a Bull Mastiff. And I have got...
Wow, that's a big dog.
Yeah, well, he has my whole hand in his mouth. And I've met him before. And I was watching him because I always watch the dog for signs. Well, this dog decided it didn't matter. He was going to chomp on me anyways. So I'm really lucky he didn't break any bones. But my colleague can tell you I have a pretty nasty bruise on that hand and lots of little cuts.
What? Was,
yeah.
So the dog was trying to bite the child. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, me.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, no, he bit me. He had my whole hand in his mouth.
Oh, my God. My
no,
God.
And
did she realize not to have that dog out with company?
Well, she did, but you see, I've met the dog before, and he was fine with me. So, yeah, she didn't even think about it. But, yeah, he made kind of a mess, and my girlfriend's son is, he's 29 or 30 now, so he's not a little kid, so there's no worries there. But, yeah, my girlfriend's daughter was at a horse show, and she was babysitting her fur grandbabies, and, yeah, Pooch decided for some strange reason I might taste good.
Well, that's because you're sweet.
Yeah.
He saw dessert.
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of it, Lennis. It's not very pretty.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Okay, now this is one, and I did another one, but it's more catered to me. But this one I did. I am a multimillionaire in this timeline, this dimension, this multiverse, here and now. Thank you. I am that I am. My will be done. What you think?
Well, I think it's kind of broad. I think it needs to be narrowed down a little bit. Yeah, the universe can only provide so much lettuce, and that's an awful lot to ask of the universe all at once. And if all of us were to ask that, or even three or four people were to ask that, you can bet your life that none of us would get that. So...
But you're putting it out there in the universe, in this timeline, this dimension, and multiverse. So however that the money may come in.
I understand that, but yeah. I don't know.
No, you still think it's too broad?
I think it's too broad. I think it needs to be narrowed down, and I don't think you can actually put in there a multimillionaire. I would just ask for enough to make you comfortable, you know? So that you no longer had to worry about money. That's how I would put it.
Okay. And Holly is saying, what about saying I have abundance of all things good or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Three heads are better than one. We could probably all come up with a really darn good prayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I got another one for you and Holly. I create financial wealth abundance and receive money daily. here and now. In my experience, so be it. Now, that's real personal, right? Because you're supposed to create an experience. Create an experience. So I put create financial wealth and abundance and receive money daily. Here and now is my experience. So be it. So, you know, person with
I like
yourself.
That.
That's what I was saying to person. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a very personal one, one that each person can say for themselves. And I think that that is a good one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Like that one, not this one. All right.
Well, I think
I'm
doing
more prayers. I'm trying to get
down.
That audio book out not this month, but May. Get the audio out and ebook too. So
I think
just adding some more, you know, running it past you.
Yeah. No, I think that first one, if you broke it down a little bit more and because asking to be a multimillionaire, that's a lot for the universe to provide. Not that it can't be done, but you have to do, the way I look at it is with each prayer, you also have to do the work. You understand
right.
what I mean? And to just ask for it to, like being a multimillionaire to be dumped into your lap, well, unless you are working to, in some way, shape, or form, to facilitate this these multi-millions, I don't think that is achievable for the universe. It's just my just my opinion. Now, you can disagree with me. You know, it's just my opinion, and we all have different opinions, and I think they're all valuable. But it's just my opinion that that is a lot to ask of the universe unless you are actually working towards that goal. And just in my experience in the world, you can ask for whatever you want, but unless you are doing the work to achieve that, it's not going to happen. So, yeah, to
that's
ask
true.
For
you
got to
do the work. So the other one was more personable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's just everybody's entitled. Like Holly says, universe won't help if we don't help ourselves, and that's very true.
That's true.
We all we all need to, like I said, put in the work, help ourselves to obtain whatever we can. I don't know. I've been helping myself all these years, and I'm sure the universe has something special in store for Gemini. I just don't know what it is yet. But
it's working. Okay.
We have a call. Woohoo.
Area code 250. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this? We
have a call. That's Carol. How are you two doing?
Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. How are you this evening, young lady?
I'm fine. I just phoned to say hello and that I'm listening, but the chat type won't work. It won't post. For me, anyhow. I just wanted to say hi, I'm listening, but it wouldn't work, so I'm phoning you.
Okay.
Oh,
Carol,
okay.
Can you turn your phone down while you're talking to us?
I'm trying to. I'm looking for the button, and I'm pressing on all the corners, and the darn thing's not working.
We get feedback, and it delays. It's a delay
there.
Time.
Yeah,
there
sorry
go.
About
beautiful.
That. I had turned it off, but it popped back on again. So, anyhow, it's off now.
Lennis, this is my very good friend, Carol. Her and I have been friends for quite a few years. We're through the oil lives. And, I love Carol dearly, and she's coming to see me soon.
Yes, I am. Pretty soon. I'm getting excited. I need a road trip. I always feel better on a road trip.
Don't we all?
I was going to say, don't we all?
Yeah, it's not that I, on road trips, I like it because I'm not running away from something. I'm running to something.
Yes.
Yeah, I always have, you know, like a good friend or something at the other end. So it's always
exactly.
good.
Yeah. Okay, Carol, do you have a question for us tonight?
No, I was just listening. Unless you guys have, or if you're twiddling your thumbs, I could come up with a question. Geez, I feel really weird. I went and had my eyes, you know, the full meal deal on your eyes. And so everything, my pupils are absolutely huge. And it's making me feel like I'm stoned or something. So it's just really weird. I'm just really weird. I'm walking around, my dog's looking at me with her head one way, then the other. She knows that I'm just feeling kind of weird. I don't know. Anyhow, a question. Well, Nina knows the main thing, but hopefully that's, I don't have to wait a couple more months.
Are you getting another dog, Carol?
Gosh, no. No. I can't do it right now. I've got too much on my plate.
Okay.
No, unless I find one on my doorstep, I'm not planning on getting a dog. I won't even go to the rescues. I'm a sucker. I would be the lady with a whole bunch of dogs if I let myself. Yeah, I'd have them all over the place.
Okay.
No, I don't plan on, and not a horse either. I might plan on riding one, but not getting one.
No, Carol.
They're like a boat. They're like a boat or a Mercedes. You know, every time you take them in, or you know, it's $1,000. So, don't want one of those. But I would love to go riding. No, a question. Oh, just the. You know what, Nina? You know what my main question is for. You know the situation for the papers, but. And the house, you know, like this house, I really would like to sell it. So, yeah, everything is so slow now.
Lennis, do you see when Carol's house is going to sell?
This fall.
She lives
in the fall. Yeah.
Oh,
You'll be out of there before Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll be out of there before Christmas. I think September, October at the latest.
Oh, God, I was hoping to get out of here by July. Okay, well, that's a disappointment.
Well, the delay partially due to paperwork and money.
Yeah.
Money and paperwork
well,
is
that,
the delay. But it will go
yeah.
through. You will sell
uh-huh.
it, yes.
Yeah, good.
I'd probably
good.
Say right after maybe when school starts in September, but no later than the beginning of October.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Carol, what I see is the house, the offer to purchase will go in August, and
mm-hmm.
all things will be said and done before school starts in September. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Okay,
now,
well, that's the way it is. I got to deal with it. But
initially, yeah. I saw the house selling in June, but
yes.
something changed. Something
yeah.
changed. Now, I don't know what it was. I have a feeling it was something he did.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't
you know,
doubt it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why.
Yeah, I wouldn't
yeah.
doubt it. Yeah, he's trying to. Break me, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say
yeah.
just hang in there.
Okay.
He can't break you. You're too strong.
Yeah. No, I am now. Yeah, no, I said earlier that something clicked in my brain that, you know, it mattered, and then all of a sudden this thought just came like, why does it matter? Why? There's no reason to have it matter, you know, that the things he's actually saying. But, you know, I just don't care anymore what he's saying because my real friends already know me and they already know the truth. So it doesn't really matter
yeah.
then. Yeah.
Exactly. So I would just let things go. You know, I would just let things go.
Mm-hmm.
In the new moon energy on the 4th, let things go, and I mean really let them go. And
okay.
I think things things could change as far as, like Lennis and I tell everyone, what we are telling you can change if circumstances with you change. If you change something about yourself or the way you're doing things, then what we are telling you will change. So if you let everything go, then things could change and the house could sell faster.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about you, Lennis? What do you think? Lennis, what do you think?
All I saw was this fall, so you're doing better than me. I just saw the fall when the house would go through, and the delay was papers and money. Other than that, everything was okay. I'm not picking up anything negative around you or on you, so you're clear in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. My 2-minute warning has been up several 16 minutes ago.
Okay. I will. I'll talk to you in a little while. You know, I'm coming up soon, so I'll see you soon.
All right, Carol. Love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye. Thanks, Lenny.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
It's always great when friends pop in like this, isn't it, Lennis?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just wrote something to Holly.
Yeah, I'm reading it. You two are funny. aliens probably are the ancient ones. I'm positive of that. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that for a minute. Lot of wisdom there.
I know it's one that comes to me. She's got to be over 1 million years old. She's very, 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 very old. Yeah. Because I can't even fathom 1 million years living.
Yeah.
I can't. My mind can't wrap around it. But, very interesting. Very interesting.
Right.
Oh, welcome, Hersheller. Did you have a question you'd like to pose? We have Holly there in the chat room. They can answer questions for you, as well as me and Nina here on the line. We see you. But anyway, welcome to the chat, Ms. Hersheller. Hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I can mess up a name. we know that too well.
Yes, things have been strange. No kidding. But they'll get better. After the 4th, things are going to turn around with that new moon energy. Like I told you, Holly, there's been a shift again. I think the shift is.
You know who
better,
I missed this evening? Didn't speak. You didn't have Mocha speak to us this evening. Would you do lock her up? Do a little something. We know she's there.
No, she's sleeping on the bed, and so is Stir Fry. I have both of them in here tonight.
Oh, okay. She's so quiet, and when I hear her, I'm like, oh, there's Mocha. She's saying hello.
Not tonight. She didn't even move. She didn't even move when you said her name. So I don't know what's going on. Mocha, are you awake, baby? Hell no. She's not moving for me either.
Oh, she's asleep. She must have had a busy day today. She's knocked out.
Well, she did have a very busy day, so... Okay, well, I guess my 2-minute warning is up, and it's time to wrap up the show for another week. Thank you all for joining us tonight, whether it be in the chat room or on the air. We sure are ready, willing, and able to answer any questions you may have at any time. If you could not be on the show tonight, you can always get a hold of us through the website. And that is all I have to say for tonight, other than have a great week, and we will see you all on Sunday.
Yes, there's no show Wednesday. I do want to say this. If you missed the show last week, it was tremendous. It was on human trafficking, and we have one of the program directors on for an hour, and it was an excellent, excellent show. I got 3 phone calls after that show from friends that really enjoyed it. And if you get a chance, go in there and listen. It's on the radio page. When you go to the essenceofsuccess.net, go to the radio icon and scroll down, and you'll see Wednesday's show, and her name is Audrey. Becky, I think is her last name. She did an excellent, I mean, if you think you know about human trafficking, listen to that show. You will become so awakened, you'll be pissed on one hand and want to cry on the other. So if you get a chance, go in there and listen to that show. And then, you know, Friday, Traffic Jam, a music show. But I'm also on YouTube, so check me out, Saturday Night Psychic, what else? You know, Nina Sunday Morning. So Saturday Night Psychic, and I'll be doing a new show next week because it's time for May Horoscopes. But there is a show up that I did, Easter Gift to Everybody, and the poem was right, not poem, it's more kind of like a prayer to Right Now Somebody. So do check that out. That's the latest that's on there. And other than that, that's it. As Nina said, we'll be back next Sunday and Monday for the show. So I guess that's it for me, Nina.
That's it for me, too. Good night, everyone. Have a great week. See you all next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Holly, for being with us tonight. We appreciate that. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Okay? Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine.